What's up, beautiful people, and welcome to Inside Out Empowerment, where we are examining the science of personal excellence through the very real experience of today's most powerful thinkers, professional athletes, and the world's greatest entrepreneurs. We learn the mechanisms for designing the life and the results of our dreams, starting from the inside out. I'm entrepreneur Joshua Nussbaum and your host. Just watch me now. What's up, beautiful people? Joshua Nussbaum here. I am your host, and you are listening to Inside Out Empowerment. Over the past month or so, I actually have been recording, although I haven't been taking the time to release, and I apologize for that. I'm going to machine gun and give you guys two or three episodes a week for the next few weeks to make up for the horrible and unforgivable neglect of not shelling you guys with my normal daily inspiration. So I've been throttling and revving, no pun intended, harder than I normally do. And I'm actually going to step in today to instead of be rah-rah, speed up, hustle harder, because you guys all know that I'm very much about that, I'm going to take an approach with promoting the opposite. So I had a kind of interesting phenomena yesterday. It's like 11 p.m. I'm sitting at my desk. I'm feeling a little bit overtired, probably a little bit fucking hungry. I'm on a bulk right now, so my calorie intake is up. I'm attempting to gain muscle mass, but you know, it's real easy when your body is used to calories. If you let it go for an extra 2 or 3 hours without them, those cravings come back real fast. Anyway, so I'm sitting at my desk, and you know, I'm on probably 4 hours of sleep right now, and I have some stuff that isn't quite going exactly the way I'd like it. You know, I'm looking to acquire another supplement company. You know, that deal's on the 1 yard line, but I'm dropping the ball just out of sheer raw lack of seconds to allocate to anything. And I don't really like to live my life that way. I'm feeling a little bit more reactive instead of proactive than usual. And, you know, nothing's falling apart. Nothing's going poorly. In fact, most things are going pretty well. I'm just feeling really run down, and I have been. So I'm a little grumpy, and you know, I was talking to two of my people that are here with me. Well, number one, as my grandfather used to always say, make decisions from your head, not your hat. And he used to say hat stands for hungry, horny, angry, or tired. So if you're overly hungry, you haven't gotten laid in a while. If you're overly heated in the moment of something, or you don't have enough sleep in you, don't make any life decisions. So that's number one, that I realized I had to slow it down a little bit and not be making judgment calls about, you know, hiring or firing or launches or pivots in the company or opening a new fulfillment center or any of the things that come along with the daily grind when I wasn't in a position to just be stable and comfortable and rested and fed and in my power. And I think when I get into really, really high throttle mode, I have to remember the basics. Number two is with these things that weren't perfectly going my way, I was allowing them to get under my skin and to be frustrated and to be upset with this guy that I ended up having to let go. And it just was still not sitting cool with me and felt like he owed me an apology. And, you know, I was just being like, not that I was in the wrong or not, I'm not even speaking to the merits of what was pissing me off. I was just allowing it to get to me more than normal. And, you know, I'm frustrated with the way I'm handling this deal with this additional brand that we're about to absorb because they've been real good eggs about it. I like the guys a lot and the negotiations are really smooth. It's just a matter of like getting together, signing and making it official. And, you know, for no real good reason besides for just having too much on my plate, I'm not getting it over the finish line and I'm disappointing myself with the way I'm handling it. These things mixed with, you know, my hat, right? Hungry, horny, angry, and tired. I was starting to get down on myself and kind of just internalize the exhaustion and internalize, you know, the fact that the wind's not blowing the right way or whatever the fuck, you know, and then I realized it's not a matter of if I'm handling the situation with this employee the right way. It's not whether or not I have the right to be frustrated or I need to step my game up with, you know, completing this deal, which by the way, I want to have the owner of the brand I'm acquiring on this podcast. He's a true stud. But whether or not those things have merits to actually be upset or not. I was sitting there thinking to myself, I just did a really fun podcast with Amanda Bucci, and we kind of brushed on this subject, and I knew I wanted to develop it further once I was on my own microphone on my own show, which is, I don't care if like the deal fell apart 1,000%, or, you know, this guy that I expected more out of, that was working for me and I ended up letting go, you know, had screwed me over 10 times harder. I don't care if like half the shit I have right now fell apart. If you took a snapshot of what my life looks like right now and showed it to me in high school, or fuck, if you showed it to me 5-6 years ago, I would hug and kiss you with gratitude and enthusiasm that this is where I am. You know, I've set goals and smashed them, set goals and smashed them, set goals and, you know, smashed them. Guess what happens when I set goals? That's right, I smash them. But something I think I've been failing to do during the last few phases of growth, especially with Rev Labs, is pausing to be like, all right, dope. We just won. We just nailed that. We just hit our next benchmark. And I'm going, next thing, next thing, next thing, next thing. And anybody that's been in the game long enough will tell you, if you don't pause to acknowledge why you're doing what you're doing and what you're doing well, and just be like, holy shit, we fucking set this imagination goal and pulled it into reality, and now reality around us looks completely different as a result of our efforts and our team pulling in the same direction, and we got a lot of dope content in the process, and we got to like strengthen relationships and make a bunch of money in the process, and we got to learn new things from new people and a bunch of dope shit that just like feeds your soul. But when you just keep parlaying each success into the next success, it's a recipe for burnout. And I've heard people say that, and I don't think I'm burnt out, but I think that if I let this feeling go long enough without the acknowledgement, I think that's what leads to burnout. So we just got a new display here. It's like a dope, I don't know, 60-inch something that like has like a display link, so any computer in the office can like show any other what they're working on to like the entire group. And like while I'm feeling this way, this was like 2 hours earlier in the evening, this dude, he was a football player, was being interviewed. Antonio Brown is his name. I made note of it. And he said, the truth is, the journey is never ending. There's always going to be growth. There's always going to be improvement. There's always going to be adversity. You just have to take it all in as it's coming and do what's right. Continue to grow. And most importantly, continue to live in the moment. I felt like hopping on and venting a little bit. I know it's not my normal speed with you guys. Tell you that I love you and take a minute to share that piece of wisdom that popped up in my brain and then on the TV, and remind you guys to do the same. Like if you're listening to me, it's probably because you're ambitious. It's probably because you want, you know, more than you're otherwise getting, or you're just a person that is constantly committed to relentless progress and growth and upward movement. While you're doing that, if you want the fuel in your tank to stay there, I think it's really important to also pause and just go, hell yeah, every now and again. So what I'm going to do today, and then I'm going to record again tomorrow and let you guys know how it goes, is I'm going to make a list of every single thing that I've accomplished in the last 30 days. I have a feeling that list is going to be a lot longer than the shit that's just at the forefront of my conscious mind, considering as soon as one cycle is complete, I'm jumping to the next, and I'm jumping to the next, and I'm jumping to the next. So learn from my experience and my feeling right now. I know it's not highly rah-rah and motivational, but I just want you to sit and look around and go, what do I have in my environment or in my life or in my circumstances that have improved as a result of my actions that was less optimized or non-existent 6 months ago, a year ago, 5 years ago? Because I got news for you. I'm right now, if somebody were to tell the high school me, hey, you're going to be driving the car to work every day that is the screensaver on your computer right now, dating an incredible, incredible woman, surrounded by gorgeous, talented, hardworking, driven, in-tune people that are shaping society on a day-to-day basis, that are following you because you have elevated your skills to the point that you are worthy of them calling you their leader, and then told me, but you're really pissed because you're tired or you're hungry or a deal to fucking acquire another really dope brand isn't going your way, or out of the 67 employees you have, one of them was imperfect in the way things worked out, I would fucking laugh at myself, or I'd reach forward into the future and smack myself in the face and be like, yo, bro, look around. You're winning. So following in Antonio Brown's footsteps and the antithesis of the way I have been, I think I just pushed it a little bit too much with too little sleep for, I don't know, a few too many days in a row. I'll tell you a quick story that was kind of ringing in my ears watching the football interview. So I was captain of my football team in high school, and my coach, Aaron Mezchuk, if you're listening, coach, I appreciate you putting up with my shit and my attitude, and you were very instrumental in my life and helped me become the man I am today. In fact, hearing my words right now, I'm going to send this to you because you are an incredible human being. How's that for a quick acknowledgement? It was the last game of the normal season, and we had 4 games left or whatever in the playoffs to win everything. And a school near us had experienced a wildfire in Julian back in 2004, so they were not able to play in the playoffs, meaning we were like 2 wins instead of 3 wins or 3 wins instead of 4 wins away from, you know, being division champions. So we pulled off a miraculous win. You know, we ended up winning by 3 points and we're all celebrating. And I had the habit of like the ritual after the game to debrief with the coach and kind of just like, what do we need to work on? And we're going to be looking at films and what did you see? And, you know, what are you thinking? How did we do? Blah, blah, blah. Just to kind of complete the cycle. And, you know, we had all celebrated, and then I was meeting with the coach and we had like dumped Gatorade on him and all this good stuff. It should have been EndoRev, but, you know, the company didn't exist for 9 years into the future. Nevertheless, I'm talking to him and I'm like, yeah, and Julian's out and we just beat Francis Parker. So that means all we got to do is beat this team and Country Day and, you know, we win it all and da, da, da. And I'm like going into the strategy and, you know, honestly, the linemen, the guy on the left side on their strong side is da 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 da, and I think we have a real shot. I think we need to, you know, switch to more of a passing offense. And I'm going into like my thoughts on how we're going to like take the rest of it home. And the coach, who's was always the guy revving it up and always demanding more and yelling and in our faces and like, you can do better, you can do better, you can give more. You don't know what your 100% is. Give it a go. Step up. You know, get more out of you. Puts his hands on my shoulder pads and goes, Nussbaum. I'm like, yes, coach. He's like, take the W. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm just saying. And he's like, stop. We just won. Take the win. There's always going to be another battle. There's always going to be another game, you know, proverbially and in this case, literally, right? He's like, we just won. Enjoy the feeling. So between now and tomorrow, I'm probably going to go home and eat a fat meal. It's 7:20. I'm going to pack up and try to leave the office right after this. I'm going to eat. I'm going to sleep, get at least 7 or 8 hours in. We'll see what kind of mood the girlfriend's in. And I'm going to look around and I'm going to count my wins and my blessings. And I'm going to acknowledge to myself, to God, to the universe, to whoever, all of the things that we have accomplished as a team that I'm proud of and that I'm grateful for. Just thought I'd share with you guys where my head was at. We'll talk tomorrow. Inside Out Empowerment is written and produced by me, Joshua Nussbaum. When it comes to all things editing, mixing, mastering, I have to give hats off. Resonate Recordings has been amazing to work with. If you have a podcast or you're thinking about starting a podcast, I knew I had a bunch of stuff I wanted to say, didn't really know how I was going to go about putting it into a podcast format, get it into an RSS feed, upload it to iTunes, all that stuff. And the owner of Resonate Recordings, Jacob, has really stepped up to the plate. Go ahead and mention Inside Out Empowerment when you talk to them, and you'll get your first episode mixed and mastered for free. If you guys are looking to level up your life and be entertained in the process, go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss my weekly podcast. I'm highly responsive. Please, I'm going to leave the show notes below, complete with all the ways you can connect with me on Instagram at RevLabsPrez, on YouTube at Joshua Nussbaum. This is here for you guys. Please reach out, connect, like, comment, subscribe, ask me questions, tag me. I'm here for you. Let's tailor this bad boy and live an empowered life. Talk soon. Just watch me now. Just watch me now.